I call this meeting of the House Education Policy Committee to order. There is a quorum present. Our first order of business is approving the minutes from yesterday, April 1st, 2025. Representative Gottfried, have you had an opportunity to review the minutes? And if so, would you like to make a motion to approve them?
I have reviewed the minutes, Madam Chair, and I make the motion to approve them.
Representative Gottfried moves to approve the minutes from Tuesday, April 1st. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. Members, today, which is also our last day of education policy, we are going to conclude committee work by adopting the DE amendment to House File 1306 and send that along with two other standalone bills to the floor. So there's going to be a few motions and referrals because we've already taken public testimony and done member discussions on these bills, and then we'll be done. Any questions to that plan? Okay. If not, I will start by moving House File 1306 before the committee to be recommended to be re-referred to the General Register, and I will move the DE amendment before us for adoption. The DE was the bill that was presented, and we discussed yesterday, as I said earlier. So all those in favor of adopting the DE amendment to House File 1306, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say nay. The DE amendment is adopted. I'll now renew my motion to send House File 1306. Oh, we have an oral amendment? We do have an oral amendment. We do have an oral amendment to the DE, and I'm going to ask Ms. Para to walk us through that. Thank you. We have time. Ms. Para.
Madam Chair and members, so the 1306, House File 1306, the governor's policy bill, had two provisions that amended sections in Chapter 13, and then were cross-referenced in the section that is 127A21, Subdivision 6. That section is Section 9, Article 7 of the bill, so it's page 28, of the DE1. But the language in Section 3, the proposed 1332.11 and 1382 were not included in the DE. So that whole section is, I believe there's an amendment to not include that section, to delete it.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion to the DE? Chair Bennett.
So I make the oral amendment to, as you stated it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Bennett. All those in favor of adopting. Oh, yeah, Representative Lawrence.
Madam Chair, if I could just get what page that was, where it's being inserted, I missed. Thank you.
No, that's great clarification. Ms. Perro.
Madam Chair, Representative Lawrence and members. So the amendment will be to delete Section 9 on page 28. So that's Article 7 of the bill, the state agency's article.
Representative Lawrence, any further questions?
Thank you.
Okay, great. Any other questions before we take a vote on the oral amendment? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the oral amendment as stated by Ms. Para, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. The oral amendment is adopted. Okay, so bear with me, members. I will now renew the motion to send House File 1306 as amended to be recommended to be re-referred to the General Register with the direction that staff make any technical corrections as necessary. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. The motion prevails, and our policy bill is on the way. Yay. Okay. Okay, so we are moving on to House File 1124. I will move House File 1124 before us to be recommended to be re-referred to the General Register. And I will also make a motion to move the A1 amendment before us. Members, the A1 amendment will amend the DE1 to House File 1124, which, as a reminder, allows school districts that do not currently have the option of beginning their school days before Labor Day to begin school as early as September 1st for the next two school years. Any discussion to that A1 amendment? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The A1 amendment is adopted. Okay. So now I will renew the motion to send House File 1124 as amended to be recommended to be re-referred to the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
The motion prevails and the bill is on its way. Okay. So our last bill on the agenda is House File 2023. And so I will move House File 2023 before us to be recommended to be re-referred to the General Register. And I will also move the DE1 amendment before us. Members, the DE1 amendment adds overdose recognition, prevention, and response education to the list of topics that are required to be included in the model program on cannabis and substance use and prevention that MDE is developing for schools. Is there any discussion to the DE1 amendment on this bill? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor of adopting the DE1 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. The DE1 amendment is adopted. And I will renew the motion to send House File 2023 as amended to be recommended to be re-referred to the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The motion prevails, and the bill is on its way. I was actually going to ask Chair Bennett if you had any closing comments, but we'll get there. So, Chair Bennett, anything you'd like to say to close us out?
Just to close us out.
Yeah, we're done.
Well, again, we kind of said these things yesterday, but thank you, everybody, for your great work. Thank you, Chair Jordan and staff and nonpartisan staff. And it's been great. And I'll kind of miss this group, but we'll see each other still for a while, and we'll be back again next year. So thank you.
Thank you, Chair Bennett. It's been great to work with you. It's been great to work with all of our staff and members and all of our familiar faces that came and testified and helped us put these bills in the shape they needed to be to hopefully become law. So members and the public, again, this completes our committee work for education policy for the year. And with that, the meeting is adjourned.